Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. Let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the creator has allowed us to come before thee another day, even all the way unto the sixth day. Bringing to you nothing but the truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior. And not just of Israel, Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise Almighty Yah for giving us another opportunity to come before you to bring to you his unadulterated word of Yah. Tonight we will deal with Egypt. When our people in the world look at Egypt today, they look at this very famous, historical country spoken of throughout the annals of history in all the various religions, all the various religious doctrines, and even in the Holy Scriptures. And even though they are famous in the eyes of the world, they are but just infamy in the Holy Scriptures. And in the Scriptures, even though there's prophecy about Egypt, how they would become just a family, but because the Creator used them as his instrument, they will even be blessed at the end. And the story that we know of will be totally rewritten. And there's a lot of things that must take place. There's a lot of things that will take place to rewrite the history of Egypt as we know it. A lot of things in the Scriptures are connected with Egypt. But let me show you what the Creator said he would do in the last days. And I want you to see how this will affect, how this will change the Scriptures as we know it. So, for example, if you go to the book of Jeremiah, the 16th chapter, and again, we're talking about Egypt, and you must talk about Egypt when you're talking about during the time of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, in which we are in the midst of celebrating. Talk about the Feast of Unleavened Bread without Egypt, nor can you talk about the Feast of Unleavened Bread without talking about slavery or bondage or captivity. What do you think the unleavened bread represent in a sign of? Can you talk about the Feast of Unleavened Bread without talking about redemption? Because what do you think it represents? It represents slavery and bondage and hardship, but it also represents redemption. But look what the Creator let us know about this Egypt and our redemption. And this is what it says. And we're going to start reading at the 9th verse. Jeremiah 16.
Jeremiah 16, verse 9, said?
Yes.
Jeremiah 16, verse 9. And it reads, "For thus saith Yahweh of hosts, Elohim of Israel, behold, I will cause to cease out of this place in your eyes and in your days the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. It shall come to pass, when thou shalt show this people all these words, and they shall say unto thee, Wherefore hath the Yahweh pronounced all this great evil against us? Or what is our iniquity? Or what is our sin that we have committed against Yahweh Elohim?"
And this is what people are saying today. You can talk to people all day long about curses of Elohim, and in their mind, you mean there's a God that will curse people in this manner, in this way? In other words, they are asking this question, why has Yahweh pronounced all this great evil against us? They're not asking that question in this manner, but they're still asking this question. Do you mean to tell me there's a God that would do this? There's a God that will kill women and children? There's a God that will allow babies' heads to be butted up against the wall? There was a God that will allow people to eat their own babies? This is what they're asking. Why has Yahweh pronounced all this great evil against us? Or what is our iniquity? What did we do? Or what is our sin that we have committed against Yahweh, our Elohim? And even though our people got very different answers that they will tell the people, Yahweh gives the answer himself. And this is what he says.
Then shall thou say to them, "Because your fathers have forsaken me, saith Yah, and have walked after other Elohim, and served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law."
And this is something that we got to recognize and acknowledge. Here it is, the Almighty said, our fathers have forsaken him. But now, this is how they forsaken him. They walked after other Elohims. Now, it could have stopped right there. But no, it didn't. They just didn't walk after other idols. They served them also. And you would think that's the same thing, but it is not. See, you don't have to serve a deity by celebrating Christmas and celebrating Easter and celebrating all these Halloween and all these paganistic days. You can just walk after them. Just do the things that they do. But no, they didn't just do the things that they're doing by hunting for eggs on Easter and buying Easter clothes and Easter shoes, which they'll be celebrating, I may add, this weekend. They didn't just walk after these other deities, but they served them, went to the churches and synagogues and mosques. They worshiped them. Because that's what happens when you begin to worship something. And then they walked after them, they served them, and they worshiped them. And they forsook the Most High and kept not his law. Continue reading.
And ye have done worse than your fathers.
And our people got a lot of nerves to talk about our fathers. And Yahweh said our people did worse than our fathers. And let me tell you what's worse than walking after deity, serving another deity, worshiping another deity, as our people have done. What could be worse than that? And watch what it says.
For behold, ye walk everyone after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me.
In other words, we done did worse than our fathers, because now everyone is walking after the imagination of his own evil heart. In other words, you think it, and so be it. If you think this is right, then that's what you do, whether it's right or not. And people can tell you this thing ain't, and you still do it. And why? Because it's the imagination of your own heart. And we have people today, they don't study the Creator's word like Yahweh servants do. They don't toil and labor in his word like Yahweh servants do. They don't have sleepless nights seeking and searching Yahweh's word like Yahweh's servants do. And then they'll go and debate them and say they wrong and say, I disagree with you, and say you don't know it all. And they'll say all these things, and they ain't laboring at all. They ain't having sleepless nights at all. They not sleeping at all like Yahweh's servants. Nor are they seeking and searching and receiving the spirit of Yahweh, which is his wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and counsel. And then they will form their mouth and their lips to say, well, I disagree. Well, you don't know it all. Well, you're wrong. And other people say you're wrong too. This is what we got today. This is what's worse than our fathers. The imagination of the own evil heart. But let us continue reading.
Therefore, verse 13, will I cast you out of this land into a land that ye know not, neither ye nor your fathers.
That's how we know it's this land, because our fathers didn't know nothing about this at all. Go ahead.
And there shall ye serve other Elohim. Day and night.
And you're going to serve these other deities day and night.
Where I will not show you favor.
I won't show you no favor. And we hadn't had no favor here.
Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that it shall no more be said, Yahweh liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt.
See, our people think this some type of proverb. They think this is some slick thing. This, they believe this is just some a phrase, something, a talk. No, this is more than that. Do you understand what Yahweh will do? What Yahweh will have to do to erase, to eradicate our people, not talking about Egypt? Well, I'm going to show you what has to be eradicated for this to even take place, for this to even come to pass, and for us to have a whole nother conversation. And here it is, our people want to know, what will Yahweh do in these last days to redeem my people? Well, even if you just look back to Egypt, that's not going to tell you. You think the dollar falling is going to eradicate what Yahweh plans on doing? Or eradicate the talk of Egypt? No, it's way more than that. Do you believe that? You think just because a tornado hit this place, a flood hit this land, a volcano erupting, a famine happening. Do you understand why Egypt became so famous to the world, and infamous to Israel? You're going to see why. Watch what it says.
But Yahweh liveth, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he had driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. Behold.
So Yahweh will do away with the whole talk of Yahweh liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. That shall no more be said. That's not some law that will take place and then we can't say it. No, something great and terrible will have to happen for us not to say that. Furthermore, in the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, we're talking about Egypt, this famous Egypt. And watch what it says, starting in the 5th verse.
Behold, days come, saith Yahweh, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Yehuda shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, Yahweh our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that they shall no more say, Yahweh liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But Yahweh liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all the countries whither I had driven them. And they shall dwell in their own land.
And they shall dwell in their own land. But they no more will talk about, they no more shall mention, they no more shall even discuss coming up out of Egypt. As a matter of fact, another scripture that I want you to pay close attention to, but why are we talking about Egypt? Well, we're in the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And how are you going to talk about the Feast of Unleavened Bread and not talk about Egypt? But I want you to acknowledge the truth about Egypt and what Yahweh has planned to do. And there's another script. Let me see if I see it real quick, because it just came to my mind. And we'll see, can we find it? I'm in the book of Jeremiah, the 3rd chapter. And this is concerning the Ark of the Covenant, where it says that it won't even be. Yeah. We'll find that scripture. But I do want to read Jeremiah, the 3rd chapter, and I'll read this, Isha. And this is what it says. What verse? And this is what it says. And I'm going to start reading Jeremiah, the 3rd chapter, the 12th verse. And it says, go and proclaim the words toward the north and say, return, you backsliding Israel, says Yahweh. I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, says Yahweh, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge your iniquity that you have transgressed against Yahweh your Elohim and have scattered your ways to the strangers under every green tree, and you have not obeyed my voice, says Yahweh. Turn, O backsliding children, says Yahweh, for I am married to you, and I will take you one of a city, two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion, and I will give you pastors according to my heart. They shall feed you with knowledge and understanding, and it shall come to pass when you are multiplied and increase in the land. In those days, says Yahweh, they shall say no more the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. Neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall they be that be done any more at all. That won't be done at all. And I'm going to show you why. None of those things will be done. And I'm going to show you why none of those things will come to mind. But I want you to understand, to eradicate Egypt from the book of Yahweh, then the very book that we know of will either have to be rewritten or something has to be done. Let me show you why. You need to see this. You need to see what's going on. And what's happening? For example, watch this in the book of Hosea, 13th chapter. Hosea 13, the fourth verse.
I am Yahweh thy Elohim.
It says, yet I am Yahweh thy Elohim.
From the land of Egypt.
What? Look what he's saying. He's saying he is Yahweh from the land of Egypt. I thought we weren't going to be talking about Egypt no more. And Yahweh that delivered us, that brought us up out of the land of Egypt. And we won't. Which means this, that this scripture, what you think going to happen to that? Continue reading.
And thou shalt know no Elohim but me.
You shall know no Elohim but me.
For there is no Savior besides me.
Because there is no Savior other than me.
I did know thee in the wilderness.
And so, Yahweh, we won't be talking about, the scriptures won't be talking about, yet I am Yahweh, your Elohim from the land of Egypt no more. That's done. That's over. There's another type of speech that has to go down. It has to be talked about and said. This has to be rewritten. So think about what happened in Egypt. To rewrite Egypt, you will have to do something miraculous that the mind can't even fathom. To rewrite Egypt. Look how many pages of history that must be rewritten. For example, in the book of Hosea, the 11th chapter, the very first verse.
When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt.
And I called my son out of Egypt. We're not going to be talking about he called his son out of Egypt. This must be rewritten. But how can this be rewritten? How can it be rewritten? Since the scripture says, you shall no longer say Yahweh liveth that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Something must take place. to do away with that. That conversation, that talk, that history, that memorial. What could possibly be done that would change that? That would do away with that. Watch this. In the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. Very first verse.
And Elohim spake all these words, saying, I am Yahweh the Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
Did not the scripture say, it shall no more be said? Yahweh delivered us, brought us up out of the land of Egypt. This would change the very Ten Commandments as we know it. In other words, no wonder Scripture says the Ark of the Covenant would not be said. It would not be mentioned. It would not be done. Because what do you think was in the Ark of the Covenant? The Ten Commandments. The Ark of the Covenant is just a box that housed the scriptures, the Ten Commandments, that's written with the finger of Elohim on two tablets of stone. So if we're not mentioning that, either this is going to be rewritten, because Yahweh will do something greater, more terrible, more miraculous. And we're not talking about it and saying it, but yet still reciting the Ten Commandments as we do. That's saying it every time we recite the Ten Commandments. This is what we do. I just want you to see that in the last days, what Yahweh has proposed to do, what Yahweh has thought to do, is 10 times over greater than what he did in Egypt. If it is true that we won't be talking about this in the future again, watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter. It shall no more be said, Yahweh liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But Yahweh liveth. But Yahweh didn't just bring us up out of the land of Egypt. Egypt was connected through the Holy Scriptures, through the word of Yahweh, through the memorial of our people, all the way up until this very day. Watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, the 20th verse.
And when thy son asks thee in time to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which Yahweh our Elohim hath commanded you?
Here it is. Our son's one day supposed to ask him, what mean ye these testimonies? What mean ye these statutes? What mean ye these judgments which Yahweh our Elohim has commanded you?
Then you shall say unto thy son.
And this is what you're going to say to your son.
We were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and Yahweh brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And Yahweh shewed signs and wonders, great and sore, upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence that he might bring us in to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. And Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, fear Yahweh our Elohim, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before Yahweh our Elohim, as he has commanded us.
Now do you see? In other words, what mean ye by the testimonies, by the statutes, by the judgments? You can't even talk about Yahweh testimonies, Yahweh statutes, Yahweh judgments without talking about how Yahweh brought us up out of the land of Egypt with a mighty and stretched out arm. You can't even discuss it. So how is it even possible, imaginable, that one day won't be even mentioning, discussing, talking about Yahweh living that brought us, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt? Because you take away that, then you take away everything that's connected to Egypt. And Yahweh wanted to take away everything that's connected to Egypt, because he's going to do something greater, more terrible, more miraculous. And he wanted our people to understand, yeah, Egypt was his instrument of old, but Yahweh will have a new instrument that he will introduce to the world. But make no mistake about it, this thing has to be unbelievable, unimaginable. This is why people are trying to guess what's going to happen during the time of Jacob's trouble. What's going to happen during the time that we're redeemed? How can we prepare for this thing? What's this? The book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. Here it is. Our people, still today, in these last days, still don't have a clue. Even though Yahweh said, one of a city and two of a family, that goes in one ear and out the other ear. They still fighting and toiling over things that has no bearing on their salvation. They, just like the heathens, they want their happiness today rather than in the end. All through the scriptures, it tells you the end is better than the beginning. But no, our people want, they want their love now. They want their happiness now. They want their riches now. They want their glory now. And it ain't time for none of those things. Watch what it says. Show you how great this thing has to be. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. Starting at the 26th verse.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 26. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto ye go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations.
And that's where we're at today, scattered among the nations.
And ye shall be left few in number among the heathen, whither Yahweh shall lead you. And there ye shall serve other deities, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell.
And this all of us was plagued with this. All of us.
But if from thence thou shalt seek Yahweh your Elohim.
But if from thence you shall seek Yahweh your Elohim. And our people are not seeking Yahweh. Because if they had sought Yahweh, their whole demeanor would change. Their whole outlook on life would change. Their whole service to Yahweh would change. Their whole worship to Yahweh would change. Their whole walk to Yahweh will change. This is how you know our people not seeking Yahweh. They still doing the same thing they were doing the other day. Still fighting, still fussing, still toiling, still laboring, busy about things that have nothing to do with their salvation. And seeking Yahweh is your salvation. And watch what it says.
But if from thence thou shalt seek Yahweh your Elohim, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul.
And that's all Yahweh wants you to do. Seek Yahweh with all your heart. Seek Yahweh with all your soul. Everybody think they got the right answers out there. And there's only one right answer, and it's Yahweh. To seek him with all your heart, with all your soul. And it's evident by the various disagreements, by the various altercations, by the various madness and confusion that we're seeing every single day. Energy in places. Well, all you're going to get is tired. But no salvation. And watch what it says.
When thou art in tribulation.
And we are in tribulation, but not the tribulation that is going to come.
And all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days. If thou turn to Yah, thy Elohim, and shall be obedient unto his voice.
And see, that you got to prepare for that. You got to prepare for a tribulation, or you're not going to be obedient to his voice.
For Yah, thy Elohim, is a merciful Elohim. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. But ask now of the days that are past.
Watch what it says. I want you to understand what's about to be read to you. Watch what it says. Only very few people literally fear Yahweh and tremble at his word. Only a very few, only a remnant understands this. Everybody else busy trying to get theirs now. And watch what it says. For I ask now of the days that are past,
which were before thee, since the day that Elohim created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or has been heard like it.
And what great thing is this talking about? And what thing is it talking about you heard?
Did ever people hear the voice of Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou hast heard and live?
Has that ever happened? Anything that has been greater than that? Heard the voice of Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire as you have heard and lived?
Or hath Elohim essayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation?
Listen to that. Has there ever been heard, seen, talked about, written that an Elohim took a nation out of another nation. And how did he do it?
By temptation.
One.
By signs.
Two.
And by wonders.
Three.
And by war.
Four.
And by a mighty hand.
Five.
And by a stretched out arm.
Six.
And by great terrors.
Seven. And you honestly believe that he's going to do something less than that? And this great thing was done in the past? And this great thing we won't even talk about no more? Continue reading.
According to all that Yahweh Elohim did for you in Egypt before your eyes.
Here it is, Egypt again. Did this before your eyes. Seven things. Seven things. Now, just imagine. People ask me, well, will Yahweh play? What in the world do you think Yahweh used to bring down Egypt? You think he's going to just keep his plagues in a toolbox? No. Because some of our people, foolish enough, they think we're going to have to fight. Fight who? Fight what? I just want you to see things so you can understand the true history of our people. The true world of Yahweh. We got the way we see things, and we don't read the scriptures like other books. That's not how you study the scriptures. A lot of people reading the scripture and it says this and it says that. Not how you read and study the scriptures. Yahweh said, according to his word, his spirit has gathered these. And it takes a spirit to understand what Yahweh has gathered. Spirits are spirits that if you don't possess, or not seeking, or not one with. You can study this all day long, and you only think you know the truth. But you will never, ever know whether it's the truth or not. Because you're not wrapped up in the spirit that it takes to understand the Creator's Word. And let me show you a couple more things that has to be done. I don't think we understand the miracles, the temptations, the war has to take place, the signs, the wonders, the mighty hand of Yahweh in the stress. Our arm of Yahweh that has to gather his people from the four corners of the earth. This is what Yahweh said must be done. Even in the days of old, watch what Yahweh said in the book of Numbers. Not Numbers, I think it's Exodus 23. Turn there. In the book of Exodus 23, and watch what this says, because this is going to make a lot of liars out of a lot of people. In the 20th verse.
Exodus 23, verse 20. Behold, I sent an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. For my angel shall go before thee and bring thee into the land, unto the Amorites.
And that's what it says. He said, for my angel shall go before you. It didn't say my rifles, my bow and arrows, my bullets, my bazookas, my cannons shall go before you. He said, my angel shall go before you. And watch what this angel will do once you come to the Amorites. Go ahead.
And to the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off.
Yahweh said he will cut them off. But our people think we got to go to war. The war will already be done. Yeah, I'll be foolish to think that we're going to war with people who are already disabled. Watch what it says.
Thou shalt not bow down to their Elohim, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. And ye shall serve Yahweh your Elohim, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. I will send my fear before thee.
I'm going to send my fear before you.
And will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come.
Who's going to do that? Yahweh. Go ahead.
And I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee.
So make no mistake about it. When our people went to march in the land to fight these people, they were already disarmed. They were already castrated. They were already put down. All we had to do is go get it. But we disobeyed Yahweh. And watch what it says. 28 verse.
And I sent hornets before thee.
Yeah, because that's one of the plagues, one of the signs, one of the wonders of Yahweh. What you think he sent in Egypt?
Which drive out the Hivites, the Canaanite and the Hittite from before thee.
Yeah, I'm going to send hornets, and it's going to drive them out, drive them crazy, drive them down.
I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate, and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land.
We take no credit for fighting for this land. What our people are teaching today is not the word of Yahweh. And like our people just conquer this land when they hear Yahweh and the angel going before us. Just because my big brother, I got my big brother on this guy, I couldn't beat. And my big brother done beat him down, got him on the ground. And while he on the ground, I got on top of him. Yeah, other people can say I won the fight. But for me to go in and say I won the fight would be not the truth. He was already on the ground. He was already disabled. As Yahweh did for our people in the Holy Land. And watch what it said, 31st verse.
And I will set thy bounds from the Red Sea, even unto the sea of the Philistines, and from the desert unto the river. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand.
I'm going to deliver them into your hand.
And thou shalt drive them out from before thee.
And you shall drive them, because I'm going to put them in your hand, and all you got to do is drive them out. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, we didn't do that. All we had to do is drive them out, just walk them right out of Egypt. But we did, I mean, out of the Holy Land, and we didn't even do that. 32nd and 33rd verse.
Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their deities. They shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me. For if thou serve their Elohim, it will surely be a snare unto thee.
And this surely came to pass. And the Israelites today don't even want to recognize and acknowledge what Yahweh did was great, and what our people did was a sin. And why the sin that our people committed in the book of Judges, the second chapter, so you can see for yourself. Egypt. And why? Because I don't think you really understand what these scriptures are saying. These scriptures is rewriting this whole history to wipe out Egypt from the book. Watch what it says. Judges, the second chapter, the very first verse.
And an angel of Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, and I have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your father.
In other words, I done brought you to that land. And I not only brought you to that land, I brought you up out of Egypt.
And I said, I will never break my covenant with you.
And he didn't.
And ye shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land.
And we did.
Ye shall throw down their altars.
And we didn't.
But ye have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this?
We didn't obey the voice of Yahweh. When we talking about we conquered the land, we took the land, we fought for the land, and when we go home this time, we're going to fight for the land, and we're going to take the land. What book y'all reading? Watch what it says.
Wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your side. Their Elohim shall be a snare unto you.
And it has been all the way up until this very day, all the way up until the time we got kicked out of the land.
And it came to pass, when the angel of Yahweh spake these words unto all the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voice and wept. And they called the name of that place Bochim, and they sacrificed there unto Yahweh.
Yeah, they realized they were condemned. Our people today, they hear this. Oh, it don't mean that. The iniquity of the Amorites is already completed. When the Amorites steal, their iniquity is still plaguing our people all the way until the very day. This plague won't even be over until we go home and do what Yahweh has said. Go ahead.
And when Yehoshua or Joshua had let the people go, the children of Israel went every man unto his inheritance to possess the land. And the people served Yahweh all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of Yah that he did for Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Yahweh, died being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance, into Mount Heris, in the Mount of Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gaash. And also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers. And there arose another generation after them, which knew not Yahweh.
Yeah, this generation ain't know Yahweh.
Nor yet the work which he had done for Israel.
They not only didn't know Yahweh, they didn't even know the works what Yahweh had done for Israel. What, they didn't have it written down then? Their fathers didn't tell them the very stories? What mean ye by these testimonies, these commandments, these statutes and judgments? That's what their children were supposed to say. What mean you by that? Not only should have been saying that, watch this in the book of Exodus. Let's imagine. Exodus, the 12th chapter. What's going to be said in the future? We know what's going to be said. But do we know what's going to be done to say what's going to be said? What's going to be done to do away, to take away the history of our people and what happened in Egypt? What can happen? What sign, what wonder, what temptation? Stretched out arm, mighty hand must go down in order for history to be rewritten. In the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, this one is Exodus 13. And watch what it says. In the book of Exodus 13, and I want you just start the very first verse.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of men and beasts, it is mine. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which he came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand, Yahweh brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten.
No leavened bread shall be eaten. That's why we eat leavened bread. Because Yahweh brought us out of the land of Egypt in haste and by strength of hand. He brought us out of this place. And watch what it says.
This day came ye out of the month, out in the month of Abib.
Yeah, this day you came out in the month of Abib. Anytime I talk about Abib, it's always talking about Abib in a connection of Passover. Feast of Unleavened Bread. It's never talking about Abib. And no new moon. You'll never read that in connection with each other at all. It's some what we got from our enemies. Of course, our people love it so. But watch what it says.
And it shall be when Yah shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, which he swear unto thy fathers to give thee, a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day shall be a feast unto Yahweh. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters.
And why, Yahweh?
And thou shalt show thy son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which Yahweh did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt.
And I thought we weren't going to be. Go ahead.
And it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thy hand, and for a memorial between thine eyes, that Yahweh's law may be in thy mouth. For with a strong hand hath Yahweh brought thee out of Egypt. Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in his season from year to year.
Yeah, we shall keep this order from year to year, and we do. This is why we're doing it as we speak. But you realize, do you see, that in order for us not to talk about Yahweh liver that brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, this will have to be rewritten. And this will be rewritten. And let me show you where it's going to be rewritten at. In the book of Jeremiah 31. Even though we know that it no longer will be said, we know it has to be rewritten. What we don't know is what must take place, what temptation, what sign, what war, what stretched out arm and mighty hand has to take place in order for this to be done. And watch what it says, Jeremiah 31 and 31.
Behold, the days come, saith Yah, that I will make a covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
And now we can see why. We can see why new covenant has to be made. We broke the first covenant. That's number one. And number two, it no longer shall be said, Yahweh liveth that brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt. That is the very first commandment. But watch what it says.
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt.
Yeah, not according to that covenant.
Which my covenant they break.
Yeah, because they broke that one.
Although I was a husband unto them, saith Yahweh. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith Yahweh, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts and will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people.
And they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim, because this covenant is not going to be on two tablets of stone like the days of old, like they broke. No, this covenant is going to be written on your heart. And since it's going to be written on your hearts, watch what you will be able to do.
And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor.
See, you won't even have to teach your neighbor.
And every man his brother, saying,
or your brother,
know Yahweh.
Know Yahweh.
For they shall know all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith Yah, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more.
Mm-hmm. So, as we can see, this has to be rewritten, and it will be rewritten, but it will be rewritten on your heart. It will be in your inner parts, and it makes total sense, because this is the thing that Yahweh himself loved. This is the very thing he judged. And so the redemption, the salvation that Yahweh has thought, planned, and is proposing for our people in the future, in the near future, not the distant future, is unimaginable. How can you imagine something greater and better than what happened to us in Egypt, our foreparents, the wonders? Have you even heard about any nation being taken out of another nation by signs, wonders, and temptations and war? A mighty hand, stretched out arm. No, you have not. The only time you can talk about such a thing is what took place in Egypt. And Yahweh will do something greater. And look what Yahweh let us know in the book of Isaiah 52. Starting at the very first verse.
Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust, Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from thy bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion.
See, in other words, there's a lot of cleaning up we got to do. Yahweh is not taking no polluted, unclean people home. See, your spirits, first and foremost, must be cleaned up. And, man, we got some crooked spirits in Israel. It's terrible. It's bad. And the only way you can get yourself together, you got to awake. You got to get out of your sleep. The sleep and the slumber of slavery. That's why the scripture adds, is Israel a servant or a homeborn slave? Because even though Yahweh has endowed you with knowledge of self, and not a whole lot of people, that still have not woke you up. That still have not changed your outlook on life. That still have not changed your everyday workings and laboring and doings. Every day, our people are worried about something that has nothing to do with salvation and fighting over nothing. Rather than seeking the salvation of Yahweh. And watch what Yahweh says.
For thus saith Yahweh, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be deemed without money.
So don't listen to the brothers that's giving you this false dream about Ghana and Kenya and other places of the world where they think you're going to have some type of refuge. And we're going to talk about that. Continue reading.
For thus saith Yahweh Elohim, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here, saith Yah, that my people is taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, saith Yahweh. And my name is continually every day is blasphemed.
So he talked about the past. He talked about Egypt. He talking about the Assyrian who oppressed us. But now, even though my people went down into Egypt, although the Assyrian oppressed them, but what in the world do I have here? These people make them to howl. And my name continually every day is blasphemed.
Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy Elohim reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice with the voice together, shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when Yahweh shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For Yahweh hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. Yahweh hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our Elohim.
Not just Egypt, but all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our Elohim.
Depart ye, go out from thence, touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her, be ye clean that bear the vessels of Yah. For ye shall not go out with haste.
You're not going to go out with haste like you did in Egypt, so don't let no brothers make you believe you got to run out of here, and you got to eat fast all night long, and you got to eat with your staff in your hands and your loins girded and your shoes on your feet. No, because you're not going nowhere in haste.
Nor go by flight.
And nobody ain't going to chase you out of here like they're going to chase these other foreigners. Right now, the immigration laws as you know it are being totally changed, crushed, and obsolete. And these people are going to be fleeing and flying out of America, but not you.
For Yahweh will go before you, and the Elohim of Israel will be your reward. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently.
Even though Israel look real bad today, they don't look wise at all. But they will deal. Yahweh's servant will deal prudently.
He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high.
Yeah, they don't look like nothing today. But watch. The day gonna be, is they gonna come when you're gonna see one that is exalted, one that is extolled, and one that is very high.
As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men.
Yeah, he looked like he was a slave. But watch what will happen.
So shall he sprinkle many nations. The king shall shut their mouths at him. For that which had not been told them shall they see. And that which they had not heard shall they consider.
And all I want you to do is to consider the truth. Consider what really must happen. Consider what Yahweh will, has, proposed to do in order for the children of Israel not to talk, not to discuss, not to proclaim that Yahweh liveth, that brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. We will proclaim something very new, something very different, and something much greater. Till tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Sure.
All you witnesses, do not forget it's been a